Om Shanti.
So welcome to you all for this wonderful workshop with Brother Matthias. Do you know the title of the workshop? Oh, really? Great. So that's this is our intoxication that we forget everything. Right? Because Baba says just remember me and forget everything. So which is great, right? So the title of this workshop is The Final Sacrifice. We have already made a lot of sacrifices, but this is the final one, which Brother Mathia will explore for us. Alright, so how many of you know Brother Mathias already? Okay, great. Huh? Oh, sister is saying, I know him only from the taxi. Great. Oop. Oh, wow. Wonderful. Yes. Brother Mathias actually has been with Baba over more than 23 years. And a very fascinating journey he started with. He came to India to travel. And then he ended up here in Madhuban. And then from here he took the course, and right after the course he went to Australia and lived in the retreat center in Baxter in Australia for 6 months. Can you imagine? Right after the course he lived in the retreat center. So he was like a monk at that time when he came to India, long beard and long hairs. So you won't see him like this. So that was a journey, really wonderful. And I have known him for long now, and he's so humble, and sometimes we call him Haji brother. So you can imagine, because you can imagine, right from the beginning when he came to India to travel, he was saying Haji to everything, right? He did the course, he was asked to go to the retreat center, he stayed there for 6 months. No one would have such a journey like him, right? So, I will ask him to start, and you will know in the next 3 hours, you will come to know how deep, humble, and very, insightful he is. So, welcome, brother. Over to you. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Adishi Bhai. Funny to listen to one's own introduction. Baba has a special way for everyone. For example, for me, to become stable as a Brahmin, being around my friends would have been an impossible thing. So Baba's plan was to take me out and for some time and then put me back only. So I think he knows what everybody needs. And yeah, it's a great chance to offer this workshop here. Even though I know there's many in the room who are much more experienced than I am, so I would not even attempt to give a class here, because I think nowadays we want classes really from the very, very senior people, and we feel that very can benefit a lot. But what we can do together is experimenting what we already know to see how can I apply that more deeply. And so that's what we're going to do today, to experiment. And we will do different exercises. And as usual, sometimes an exercise works very well for someone, and for someone not at all. Which doesn't mean that there is something wrong with you. It's just sometimes it's the wrong exercise, sometimes it's not the right day, and it really doesn't matter at all whether you got a good experience in a exercise or not. But then we try out 2-3 different things. We won't stay sitting here all the time, we'll go for a walk. And we see how much are we ready to do this final sacrifice. We will do exercise with us. This will be the a special exercise outside, where everybody will take a string, And we do some experiments with energy fields. And always bringing Baba's energy in. So I suggest that's how we start now. Let's settle into silence and invite Baba for this workshop. So for all of us, even though the day is still young, we already have experienced quite a few things. Getting up with other people in the same room, Amrit Vela with Baba, morning class, then breakfast, and now a new chapter in this day. I'm sitting here in this room, preparing myself for this workshop. And I open myself for some inner change that might happen. I emerge curiosity and openness in the soul. And I'm even open for some wonders to happen. And for this, I bring Baba now in front of me. Here I am, the soul. Since 5,000 years on a journey, being part of God's family, preparing for my role as a world benefactor, this very last phase of the drama. And I feel Baba's gaze on me. He's looking at all of us with full pride. These are my special children. These are the great souls of the world. And together with Baba, I bring all the ancestors in this room. Brahma Baba, Shiv Baba, and all the ancestors. They're here for me to help. To stay at my side is seen in this final phase of the drama. So with their help, what is not possible? Keeping this connection inside, I become present again in this room. So whenever we want to do some inner work, I feel it's always worthwhile to become aware of one's own goodness. And then only actually we have then this inner security to see the weaknesses that we carry and with which we want to deal with. So I suggest just for 5 minutes, write everything down that is good about you. As simple as this, everything that is good about you. And don't look for too fancy, deep things, but everything. You know, if you... Well, the little good things you do during the day. Even you can scan this week. What have you done good? What have you done good? How did you show your good qualities? Anything that comes to your mind. The minimum is 108 points. So I think that's a helpful exercise because often we are subtly connected with our weaknesses. And then we think about you, what is good about you, then very quickly few things come to your mind. But then you have to start thinking, okay, what else? And then you go down to completely another track. So other connections are being formed. So now also, to warm up a bit, we would like to become aware of the transformative power we have in the soul. This morning someone said, I'm 45 years in Gyan and there are things I cannot change and I don't even believe anymore that I can change them. I lost hope. This person wasn't heavy about it, more in a light mood, but she meant it. What I couldn't change in 45 years, I will now not be able to change. Doesn't sound right, isn't it? Doesn't sound right. I think we will be able to change everything. We will be able. But I think we need to be systematic about it. Whenever we have a specific aim, logically, we are quite systematic to go about it. When you plan something for a project, you know exactly what you have to do. And then you go through it and you reach there. And I think we could do the same also for our transformation. And there is so much transformative power actually in us. And so we now will share with others on 2-3 questions. The first question is, you can share with your neighbor. Becoming a Brahmin is the biggest transformation you can think of. Such a big change. What saw Baba in you that made this change possible? What made it possible for you to become a Brahmin, to make such a huge shift? So you can share with your neighbor, 1.5 minutes each. The question, what saw Baba in you? What saw Baba in you that made it possible for you to become a Brahmin? What quality saw Baba in you? Why is it for you possible and for many others it's not? That's quite something. So 2 and 2, you can share. Second question. Could both share? Okay. Second question. What were the first impossible transformations Baba gifted you with. You get that? What are the first impossible transformations Baba gifted you with? Thought, things you thought, that's not possible. But actually it happened. You made this transformation with Baba's help. What were the first impossible changes, transformations, that Baba gifted you with? Or you experienced in your Brahmin life, the first impossible transformations. You understand the question? Not quite? Not yet. Okay. I give you an example of an answer. Before I came to Baba, I always used to have 3 alarm clocks. Getting up in the morning was suffering. 30 years long. And then I came to Baba, Amrit Vela, overnight. That is impossible, became possible. So, could everybody share? Did you recall the miracles that happened at the beginning? But not all were miracles, not all aspects of transformation. Sometimes it had to come very much from ourselves. We had to use a lot of courage. You see? A few things Baba transformed for us, just like that. And for other things, we had to use a great deal of courage. But it's also great to see we actually, especially at the beginning, we had this power inside, this courage inside, and we went for it. Now, that's a last question, share. Situations where we had to use a lot of courage to bring about transformation. This might be situations, this might be a certain personality trait. And where did you have to use a lot of courage? Think about it a moment and then you can share. Your transformation, or maybe the way you respond in a situation. Okay, thank you so much. So, this whole first part was actually only to realize that I believe we can honestly think and assume that we can bring about transformation, isn't it? We have Baba's magical help, and we have the own power inside, and we can do it. We can do it. Who feels we can do it? Sorry? We've done it so many times, exactly. Yeah, good answer. And if we, if there is the feeling inside, I think I can't, then that's where we have to work on, isn't it? So now let's dive into the topic. The final sacrifice. It sounds quite dramatic, huh? It sounds dramatic, but I think we are in a quite dramatic situation. And I just took this extract from last Sunday's Murli, where Bhaktada says, "Now time is quickly moving towards transformation. It is going into the extreme, but before the transformation of time, you world transformer souls have to become the images of support for the transformation of others through your own transformation." And we know that we hear it, we get so many signals. We just had the NCC retreat downstairs, and there were so many signals coming from the RCs, like Mohini Didi, Jandiben, Chakadari Didi, Mohini Didi, she several times she said, yeah, time is short. And when we listen to the bulk messages, it becomes clear. When we listen to the avyakt murlis, it becomes clear. And so now the avyakt murlis are revised, and we are aware there won't be another round of revision. It won't come. So whatever Baba says and expresses, we have to do it now. And we can do it. I remember when Dadi Gulzar gave a class, she said that Baba is actually bound to give you an experience when you really want it. And then she said, she emphasized, but you have to really want it. Not like, oh yeah, Baba, I want to experience this. This won't do. But if you really, really want something deep inside, she said, Baba is bound to provide that, to give this experience. And so we have to come to that point of deep realization where we really, really want to transform. And then Baba can step in. And then when this comes together, transformation is possible. So what would this final sacrifice, what would that look like? Is it a habit that we have to give up, or maybe several habits? Or we could say a habit is, or maybe several habits that we want to get rid of. Or maybe we could say a sanskar that we want to sacrifice to give up. Or could we say, do we have to sacrifice the whole of the old world? And how would that look like? Because all our old nature is connected with the old world. Our shortcomings is connected with the old world. Dadi Chanki explained that karmic accounts, they only are activated when there is body consciousness. Body consciousness is connected with the old world. And so what if we could just let go of the old world? And that would then be the sacrifice. But what does it really mean? Completely let go of the old world. Well, what would that mean? What would that look like? What did Baba say this morning in this context, letting go of the old world? We have to die alive. We have to die alive. What does it really mean to die alive? Can we hear from a few? We would like to hear from a few what it means to die alive, and then we take a moment to describe what would be my state of being if I had died alive, if I had sacrificed the whole of the old world. Can you hear from a few? I bring the microphone.
What about me? What about me? To die alive for me is to be aware that I am a soul. It's explain and just I clear about everything then.
I had an image not to depend on anything, not to be addicted to anything for happiness, to be free.
Can you hear me? Hi, I'm Rajiv from Australia. And dying alive, what Baba says, the way I understand is to respond in a way different to what I have been in the past, which is more from ego, and now through soul consciousness, and that to be able to let go of the old habits and imbibe new spiritual habits.
Умереть для меня, значит, все, жизнь закончилась, та старая. У меня ничего нет, теперь я только как доверенное лицо бабы. Вот как это сделать, пока не знаю.
It means to die for the old life, to have a new life, and in this life be like a trustee. But I'm not sure how to fulfill it.
So it was interesting when you were saying, you know, the final sacrifice. And yesterday we had the silence retreat, and it was very interesting that I was experiencing this. Some thought came. It was really about, you know, when we are traveling up the mountain, and if you look into the, like, if you look down or look. You start feeling nauseous or you don't feel so good. But if you keep looking at the mountain top, you feel good, you feel fine, and you complete your journey. And I felt like that dying alive and the sacrifice is like, it's like that I have to keep my aim of the bodiless double light state, and that's trying to always have the vision up. Because everything else, this old world will pull me down. And I was just thinking like that. All these relationships, connections, they'll keep happening. It's not that they're going to evaporate. I have to be there, but my intellect and my vision, at least that's what I was feeling, needs to stay beyond to my target, which for me right now was to practice this double light stage.
Оставить все временные опоры и сделать опорой одного Шивбаба.
To let go of all dependencies, yeah, and to make one Шивбаба our foundation.
Ом Шанти. Если я умерла при жизни, то вся старая моя жизнь как бы закончилась, ее больше нет. Хотя в подсознании остались старые санскары. И уже в новой жизни только баба. И вся, все, что связано с баба. И старый мир на меня уже не будет влиять.
To keep, in this new life, Shiv Baba in our awareness, in our consciousness, and then we are free from the influences of the old world. Yeah, keeping attention on Shiv Baba.
Thank you. Anyone else?
Om Shanti. Sister Uta, I think I practice it to be incorporeal and bodiless, and then you can feel that you are really disconnected from everything. Nothing will attract you.
Zadnja faza znači biti anđel svetlosti i moći.
So to be an angel of light and might.
Babin cíl, můj cíl.
For Baba's aim to be my aim.
Babin zadatak, můj zadatak.
For his task to be my task.
Či biti Babin instrument, njegove sanskare postati moje sanskare.
And in order to be his instrument, his sanskars need to become mine.
Biti dobronameran kao što je Baba bio, za svaku dušu vidjeti, imati puno ljubavi I slatkoće u srcu.
And to have good intentions towards everyone like Baba does, and to have sweetness and love in the heart.
Milostivost, skromnost, poniznost.
Mercy and being humble.
I onda je život bajka.
And then life is like magic.
Thank you, Baba. I love you, Baba.
So, in your notebook, take a new page, please. And in the middle of your page, you draw a little circle so that you can at the end write something in a circle. And on this page, just describe what will be your state of being like when you have sacrificed everything, when you have died alive. What would be your state of being like? Just describe it around the circle, yes. You don't write in the circle, but around the circle. Outside the circle, you describe. How would you feel like? What would you think? What would you feel? What would you do? What would you not do? What is your awareness? Just describe the state of being. When you have sacrificed everything you wanted to. Sorry, actually I forgot something. In the middle you have this circle. Now, give... Okay. So... Shall we do 5 minutes break? We do 5 minutes break, and then we go one step further then, and then we have a longer break, like 20 minutes, with an exercise. Yeah? Okay. Is it okay now, translation? Okay, then we do the meditation, and then we take a break. Yes. You have this circle inside. So... all what you have described, write one word or one slogan that expresses this the most for you. For example, for someone it could be dying alive. For someone it could be home. This state of being, this is for me like being home with the self. For someone else it would be I the angel. So find some expression that really, really connects with your heart. For others, it could be total freedom, before someone said. Something that touches your heart. You found your expression? Okay. Now sit in a very upright position. You may close your eyes. bring the title or the slogan you wrote into your awareness. And everything you described, this is how you really are. Try to enter this experience. How does this feel like? Some time has passed by and you have arrived there. How does it feel like? And increase these feelings as if you would turn up the volume of the music. You just turn up the volume of these feelings and make them stronger and stronger. See your face in front of you. How does your face look like now that you have arrived? How does your body feel now that you have achieved your aim? Hold on to that state of being and walk through your life like this. See yourself in your daily life living that state of being. See your face. How do people respond to you? See yourself in your family. How do you behave? How do you respond to these situations? See yourself at your workplace. How do you feel in this complete state of freedom? How do people respond to you? Now feel how Baba is looking at you. Smiling. Full of pure pride. He wants to show you to the whole world. This awareness as you open your eyes. And just stay in that. Take about 5 minutes break, and then a short explanation, and then we have a long break of about 20 minutes. Just invite Baba's presence. Thank you. before the break in this meditation. Could you experience that state of being? I saw many faces were really quite nice to see. Very smiling faces. I think we could be doing that every morning and every evening. This is our aim, isn't it? So we should get anchored in this every day, several times. So the journey we have taken, is first we kind of emerge this transformative power inside, and then we experienced the aim where we want to go to, and now it's about the method, a model that we want to use, and it's a model that Baba proposes, and it's so simple it's almost embarrassing to present it, but I think it's very powerful, and I think we don't use it enough, and it has to be simple. The most simple things are the most powerful. So I would like to present you this model in a first step, and then we experiment with that, and then we come back and we deepen that. Okay? So how can we move away from our old sanskars towards the state of being that we just experienced before, and how can we make that more and more constant? So that's then the question that Baba asks, isn't it? Okay, you experience that, fine. But do you constantly experience it? So we want to go direct in this direction to make it constant. So you can see what this is. This is the world. And Baba describes this world sometimes as graveyard, sometimes as Tamopadan, iron-aged, totally degraded. Sorry? Kabristan, a cemetery. Kabristan, exactly. And yet, I think, most of the time, our thoughts are connected here. I think almost all the time. And we are hooked up here, and we try to have yoga, which then at some point works, we can let go, but we quickly come down. And I see this world like an energy field, which even though it's cemetery and the graveyard and Tamopadan, but it's very, the gravity is very strong. It's pulling. It's very attractive. And now it becomes even more attractive with AI. I see somehow that this world is now filled up with information that makes this old world even more attractive. You notice that pictures with AI, they are more attractive than reality. It's almost, you almost cannot take your eyes away. So, but it's not about AI here. But what I want to say is, our thoughts are here. There is attraction to human being or repulsion. Baba said how many times today, don't remember other's body. So we do that. Or there is attraction to one's own body, to situation, maybe to food, but then also fear, situations that we are fearful of, because we fear to lose our peace again. I notice that often it's about that. When I'm a little bit scared of a situation, it's actually because I'm scared to again lose my peace over it. And so this is where we are with our thoughts almost all the time. But then Baba offers us an alternative. And I wouldn't call that the subtle world, subtle ritual, because this may have some association, but I would call it Baba's world. And I thought there was red ones. No. And then beyond that? Is it? Oh, yeah, thanks. And then beyond that, there is our home. So, we just said what is here. Many things that attract or that keeps us down because of fear. And then Baba's world, which we don't use. We could actually be down here and keep our awareness in Baba's world while being here. Right now, can you, in your awareness, just move up? And what happens inside, probably that's a little bit different for everyone, but can you move up inside? Like in another region? And can you stay there? Yesterday I started experimenting also. I was walking around the Naki Lake. Effortlessly, I could stay up here walking around the Naki Lake. Only because I used that. Otherwise, we just take it as some information, some a body of knowledge. But actually, we could use that. We could keep our thoughts connected in Baba's world while being down here and make that more and more constant. But what would that be, Baba's world? For the next step you get this model then. So what has to be in our mind, in our awareness, in our thinking, if you want to be in Baba's world? Sorry? Pure feelings, exactly, yes. I think I don't have to write all this, but you can write. Pure feelings, yes. Sorry? Equal, yes. Okay. Incorporeal, yes. Perfection. Elevated thoughts. So this is the world where we can also give sakash. I think what often happens is, okay, let me give sakash, but actually I stay down here. And it doesn't feel quite real. Or I stay down here and have a conversation with Baba. And then it's actually a little bit like praying. Isn't it? So I'm here, converse with Baba, but I'm not in the same field. But when I first move up and have a conversation here, then it's a completely different experience. serving through the mind, even thinking about service. I think we are here then. Or let's say, when we think about service, let's move up first and then think about service. Quite a different experience. Ancestors, exactly, yes. We can have a chat here, hang out with the ancestors. Because when we really want to let go of that, disconnect, and if we want to spend more and more time here, we have to make this world very attractive. When we want to renounce the Kali Yogi pleasure, we need to have a little bit fun up here also. Isn't it? So we have to be very creative, and I think when we keep ourselves in this sphere, we are becoming masters. Here, we are pracha. We let ourselves entertain by situations, by the old world. But up here, we are the creators. Everything we have to create. Baba responds then, but we have to create, and this is the effort. So we can make this world very attractive. Yeah, for example, that's actually what I tried this morning. Can I meet the ancestors there? And can we dance up there? Can we have, because the soul needs also this kind of moments. Because imagine, when we reach a state where, when we are always up here, and the final moment comes and this world breaks away under our feet, there will be not a slightest trace of sorrow, because this has nothing to do with us anymore. We live here. I remember we once had Dadi Chanki in a retreat that was in Germany. From Switzerland, went to Germany for the retreat, and she started speaking, saying, "I live a bodiless life." What a start! I live a bodiless life. Maybe this can be interpreted. She's always here. Or I think we can even go home. Like 2 days ago, I thought, I can't have yoga, I can't even have a conversation with Baba, too many thoughts. And then I thought, okay, if today, why do I not just hang out a bit in my home and walking around, but I just keep myself home, no thoughts at all, just Baba myself. Shall we try that? So I think not too much thinking, but how do I do that? Just moving up and staying up. So I suggest we have 15 minutes or 10 minutes. We all go for a walk. And the only aim is we just stay up. And we see if this is possible. Yes? Try both. If it can be here, and then here you would have experiences, thoughts, maybe interaction. Actually, I found just being away here makes a big, big difference. I found tension releasing, or getting a distance from everything, just by telling myself, okay, let's move up and stay up there. So let's see. if this works for us. We meet here again. 10 minutes, okay? In 10 minutes, 11:45. And you can do that in silence, but also you can experiment when you come into sound and talk. We don't have to be too serious about it. We just try to stay away from down here. Okay, enjoy. So may I ask, who feels that this is working either very well or to some extent? Who can I see hands? This means it worked well, it was easy for me to stay up. It was quite okay, and this, it did not work. Can I see? Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay, good. Good. Fine. Is it possible that we start living up there? I think we are meant to, and I don't know, I have a strong feeling that that it's possible. So we want to do a next step, we want to deepen that a little bit, and now it comes to the challenge. There's always maybe same situations or some scars that pull me down, isn't it? And this is what the other person this morning who said, after 45 years in Gyan, I lost hope that I will transform certain things. Because always the same things then pull you down. And now you have this model here. This model here. And now I would like to write in the world. So I have to read the sentence, the question, that's important. What are the situations that take away my self-sovereignty? So you don't need to read to write the question, but the answers you can write in your world. So that this is now about what each of you personally, what is it that pulls you down? This is connected with desires, that's connected with fears, that's connected with sanskaras. The question is, what situations take away my self-sovereignty? And you write this in here. You know, only one word would be enough, and you know about the situation. Oh yes, what situations take away my self-sovereignty? That means I do things I do not want to do, or the other way around. You write in this world the situations that make you lose self-sovereignty. You do things you don't want to. Okay? No? Question not quite clear. It's clear. Sorry, not the last one. Instead of telling myself this sanskar I want to get rid of, for example, I ask myself, but how is it expressed, this sanskar? No, for example, let's say I have a person. of whom I am scared, because I always lose my peace when I deal with this person, for example. So I would then write here the name of that person, for example. Or no, that would be my fear of that person. We don't put the other person, but what has to do with me. Not quite clear, huh? What makes me lose situations that make me lose my self-sovereignty? For example, social media. I know it would be very, very beneficial after evening meditation not touch social media at all. But I do. So I put that here. Is that clear? You know, probably they wouldn't, I don't expect that you would have a list of 20 here, but maybe it would be 4 or 5, right? Yeah? Yeah, or a bit more, that's fine, but it wouldn't be 50 things. So even when you feel it's, there could be something else, it doesn't matter. Just, put away the pen for a moment and sit upright. Close your eyes. And move upwards in this very light space. Just stay up there. Just make sure you stay up. You don't get pulled down by any noise. And up here you feel so light and secure. Meet Bab Dada in this sphere of light. Feel the strength you gain just by being next to Bab Dada. Traffic control is over, you just stay up here. And now together with Bab Dada, you look down, and far down, far below, you see the situations that you described on your paper. You see them in real, but it's far away. Whatever you have described, you see the real situations far below. and they have no control over you. And feel the serenity that you can keep the distance between the situations and yourself. State of mind, and you open your eyes. See, with our challenges, either we are sucked into it and then we are in it, or then we avoid them. Because we don't want to think of it when we don't, something that makes me fearful, or I don't want to think of it. But when we keep watching from here, the challenges down here, it will take the energy out of it. You believe that? So, this is coming away from avoidance. So, we are up here. Let's say I take the example from social media or news after evening meditation. So let's say it's an addiction. So I stay here and I'm very much aware. Yes, it's down there. And tonight it will be there. So if I watch that during the day several times, I build up energy, and in the evening I will master it. And if I keep watching this over the course of several weeks, I think the energy will leave the situations and we can master it. The whole day. While going for a walk, while you're eating, while you're having a shower. I think this is meant for us to live now more and more. Because here there will be more and more troubles. If we stay here, we are in trouble. If we stay up here, we are safe. Yeah. Right. Well, one thing is always moodly and seniors, but using this, I think first of all we need to come away from fear. And this is when you keep a distance, and then more and more there will be clarity as to what to do or not. So come away from fear or desire. These are the two opposites. You stay here, and once this is gone, then there will be more clarity. And again.
So
it's not just rehearsing the specific situation that pulls you, but rehearsing the practice of being beyond, so that when the time comes, whatever it comes, is it something I was not clear that you have to keep rehearsing the same situation when it's not there yet, no?
Yeah, the same situation. I think we do have to rehearse it, unless if I don't do anything against it, if I just wait for the next situation to come. Exactly. It's like rehearsing, but just observing. This is down here. Just observing. Detached observer. Yeah. Yes, maybe rehearse is not the right expression. I would say just being aware. It's down there, not more. Just being aware. Yes.
Когда думаешь, мысль возвращается о человеке, на душе раз за разом. Тоже так же подниматься получается, как здесь бы.
So when we are thinking about different people, about a person, then it becomes more difficult to go up, yeah, because our attention is attached to a particular person, yeah.
That's exactly why we do that. You're 100% right. Sorry? Yes, you're right. For example, so I give a real example. I work with a person I'm a little bit scared of, because this person is very intense. And little situation is intense, you know. Peace flies out of the window. So if I don't do anything against it, nothing will change. But if I see this person and myself, and I know we are there, we're working together, and we see ourselves being peaceful. Sorry? No, beforehand. You have to do that beforehand. We have to do that beforehand, yeah. You build up, because you see, why does it happen again and again? Because in this situation, we lack the power. So if you want to change the situation, we need to build up power beforehand. And if you build up power beforehand, it's not possible that situation will be the same. Yes? We are just using now this model, but there is also, for example, with another person at work, at some point, you know, we had meetings that were quite stressful for me. What I would do is I would just send light. That means also I was preparing. But I think this can work with quite everything. Yes? Yes. Yeah. You can say that thought, that you are up here and having thoughts, I will be peaceful, I maintain my peace. But you can have these thoughts, maybe it's not even necessary, you just hold this awareness and you see, I am peaceful down there, in this situation with this person. Awareness. Yes?
So I was using this example, like you said, you know, we either avoid or we get sucked in. So I like my work, but I see often I get lost in the work with meetings, this, that, like soul consciousness goes out the window, you know, even though we are behind computer. And it's like just the intensity of low-kick work, you know, you're involved in it. And so I'm thinking, what is it that makes me take away myself? And I'm just thinking, perhaps it's the sense of worth. I feel like I get a sense of worth from my work, so I commit to it, you know. And nothing wrong with that, but then maybe when I practice more being in that realm of light, I'm working, but I'm not bringing that sense of worth from this old world. Yeah?
Yeah, I think so. Sister Chanti always, not always, but sometimes emphasizes when you have to focus on your work, then you have to focus. But, you know, skipping traffic control, for example, I don't then do traffic control. Or it just doesn't end. Tea break, toilet break, lunch break. There's many things where you can actually move away, or even before work. Not that it doesn't stay with you the whole evening. Then I'm watching time. It's always the same, you know. I start very slowly because I think we have so much time. And, one exercise we definitely have to skip. Okay, I tell one more thing and then explain an exercise and you decide whether you want to go out and do that or not. I explain it. Okay? So, on your model, you have this chain. So, it's good to have a chain cracker. In a sense, like there's, Sister Chanti, a few days back, she said that we have these chains of thoughts that pull us down. And we have to break these chains. And it's good for us when we have one powerful method. No, that could be the example she always gives, because she's often asked, you know, how do you deal with so many situations, this and that. Her answer is, Baba is in charge. That's a kind of chain cracker. No, when you realize I'm getting caught up here, Baba's in charge. Or another chain cracker could be drama. Drama is accurate. So something that works for everything, that really takes you beyond. And if you can practice that, that can also be very powerful. So now I explain. For those who afterwards want to stop, the model that we can use, is that clear? And I suggest just try it out for a few days. One is without the challenges, just being up there in Baba's world. And remember, you have to be very creative here, otherwise you will notice it's very boring up there. And there's nobody else to create something but you yourself. And this is how we become master creators, I think. You have to do something, otherwise we let ourselves entertain here. This is one exercise, just staying away. And the other thing is seeing my challenges down there. And being aware of them. but not touching them. So, and now for those who would like to do one more exercise, we do that with a string and with a few papers. I will cut it apart. So, yes? Actually, ideal would be to have 4 or maybe even 8 pieces. But it's good the way you have it right now. I explain you the exercise and then you decide if you want 8 or 4, okay? So this is, there's exercises we can make. What is inside, we can bring that to the outside. And sometimes that's, that works very, very well. Sometimes not so well. Doesn't matter at all. So, what you can do is, I was thinking, am I really ready to let go of this and start living my life up here? Am I really ready? This would be like the final sacrifice. Okay, I let go. This is my world. And so there is a little ritual we can do. And for that, you get a string and you make a circle. This is outside, huh? Somewhere in the junkie park. You make a circle. Thank you. So. Quite nice. Thank you. And then, what you have described as your perfect state, the state of total freedom. Remember, you have described that. This you can put in your circle. Okay. And then. You go into a good distance. Outside you go maybe 10 meters away or maybe 20 meters. And then you have the start position. And this is the way you live your life now, where I am at. Yeah? So this is my aim. I live the aim of living my life in this region of light, of letting completely go of the old world. And then I slowly walk towards this aim. And I check inside. Is something pulling me back? Do I not want to let go of something from the old world? No, maybe you feel, oh, my grandchildren, what about my grandchildren? I don't have any children. So, I would write it down, my grandchildren, and I would put it down on the ground, okay? So I just let go of that. I say, these are Baba's children, all is good, eternal souls, and I walk further towards my aim. And then I see, is something else pulling me back? Huh? Tennis. Watching tennis. Okay. Yeah. You know, there's something like this. Am I really ready to let go of watching tennis? I know it's a waste of time. I know it's pulling me. Okay. I write down tennis. Maybe you're not ready. That's also good. And so you have about 10, 20 meters, you walk towards your aim, and then you step into the circle, and you feel this total freedom, and then there's only you and Baba. And then you turn around, and you see what you have let go of.
Ha 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 You can make 8.
Shall I explain again in short the process? So you make a circle, and this is your aim. You put either the description that you have already done, or if you want to say something else, you say total freedom or angelic self, or, you know, this is your aim. And then you walk back 10-20 meters, and this is the way I live my life now, and this is how I want to live my life. This is the final sacrifice. No, we have to prepare now. Time is short. And then I walk towards this aim, and I check, am I ready to let go of everything? Am I ready to let go? I write down, put it down, put it on the ground. When I reach here, I feel total freedom with Baba. And you turn around and you look back, and you give sakash to what you have let go. Okay? So this is my lack of time management. It's 12:30. Who would like to do that? Good. Sorry? There's nothing like you have to do it. Nobody, not even Baba. Baba suggests. You decide, am I ready or not? Yeah, and then you see how it feels like. Okay, I'm totally free, but I'm still holding on to my tennis match. And then you check. Okay, no, I'm not ready yet. Good. If you want. So. So we don't even have time for a feedback session. Let's do like this. I have strings here. Yeah, you can do it at your own time. I was a little bit selfish thinking, because it took me so much time, I actually wanted to get them back. I'm attached to the strings. So, sorry? No, yeah, just because I talk with, you can give them to in the global hospital, in the global office. Okay? You can bring it to the global office. I will put this box there. Okay? So I would like to finish in time for those who have other commitments and need a break. And so, sorry, no time for feedback. I hope you can work with this model. Yeah, we can do 2-3 minutes feedback, that's true, yeah. And those who have questions, then they can stay back, and then the others are free to go either for the exercise or for lunch. Yes. Very good. Very good. Yes?
Thank you, brother. That this was very unique for me. I've never seen this before. And I liked it when you were giving examples, so it was making it very easier for me to understand. And as the sister said, I'm definitely going to now be able to work on this and probably have better meditation from here on, or yoga with Baba because of the Baba's world, which in a way when I was going straight to Paramdham, I was struggling to stay there for longer, but then Baba's world will be much more entertaining and colorful, as you said. So thank you.
Огромная благодарность и напоминание о том, что мы легкие светлые ангелы и что мы должны радоваться и проявлять и детскую непосредственность, да, и интерес, чтобы нам было действительно интересно жить в мире Баба. Креативность, да?
A lot of thanks that you have reminded us that we are Baba's angels, double light, like innocent children. We should live in Baba's world, in the world of light, and be very creative here. It is the seriousness that pulls us down and holds us. But if we are if we are innocent children, then it is easier to remain there, up upstairs, yeah, at the top, yeah, okay. I'm very grateful because your class is Barbara's answer to the question that I have asked in the morning. Yeah. Еще что? Okay. Yeah. A lot of thanks. Yeah.
So yes, thanks everyone for you to participate, and. A second time, I think I would get time management a bit better.
Just a question. We have to be created in the soul world?
Sorry?
A question. Do we have to be creative in the soul world, in the home, or in the subtle region?
Only from my understanding, I think we don't have to be creative in the soul world. I think this is just being with Baba. Maybe this is then the effort, just to let go, or no thoughts, just being. Yeah. Yes. Yeah.
Is your model both we stay in Baba's world and in corporeal world is a bodiless stage that we are practicing, but in this model, right?
Yeah. Okay. So. Has everybody string? Who you need? String?
Short feedback.
It gave me the opportunity to think, really think about what is that I have to let go, what it really means to die alive, what do I feel that I have a resistance to think about it very deeply. And this workshop gave me that opportunity and that time to do it, so thank you very much.
Thank you, Matthias. Terrific. I think this is something that will help explain the subtle region when giving the course a lot for me. And also I think this is something I'm going to have to take home as well, not just do it here in Madhavan, but take it home, put my string down and practice maybe on a weekly basis, you know, to get it going. And really, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you so much, Baba. I came to the topic and started with a heart full of burdens, heavy, because preparing to let go so difficult for me. And then it's magical that only when you start with the meditation, I already felt my heart, it's like cotton after the exercise. And I'm eager to start with the next one. But I already have a feeling that there are things that I'm ready to let go. And in Madhavan, it's so easy. There's nothing. Just Baba is enough. But when I come back and the connection is weaker, maybe I would like to take it back. So I want to do the exercise, and I'm wondering if I can come back to you with the feedback of the third exercise to know how to not to get that back again.
Thank you. Beautiful that your heart is lighter. But I think how not to take back, I think this is it. We know there will be then again attraction. And when we stay down here, then there is the risk to get overpowered. We have experienced that many times, isn't it? The risk to get overpowered. But here, we won't. Less and less and less and less. And really, I think, more and more, I think at the end, we will do here everything, but we won't, with our thoughts, we won't be here at all. We will only be up here. And so, yeah, we should make that happen now. Oh, now, the last two, it's not about my time, it's about those who want to go to for lunch. So the last two, and then we finish off.
To help the sister a little bit, I think attainments are very important. When you have attainments and experience what Baba can give you, you will let go of the world. Definitely.
Yes, I would like to share just the general comment of the Russian group. Because when we were coming here, before the class, many people used to think that now it's going to be something very serious, because the topic sounds so dramatic, Yes, and they were ready and a little bit, at risk, what will happen? Okay, but your class made everyone light, happy, as real innocent children. Thank you very much. Okay.
Last one.
Just one more thought. As a Brahmins, we all want to be so beyond that we don't trigger. And we all have still some triggers. So I was thinking, it's so important not to trigger, because as more we stay in world above and empower, like you say, rehearsal. It's not a rehearsal, it's just kind of like imagining the situation when you are peaceful and you are not reacting. And that's empowerment that I like from this workshop. So we don't trigger.
Thank you. Oh, look at this. Wonderful. So let's prepare for lunch, and then that we actually go in this awareness for lunch. And you will see that it's possible to eat in this awareness and even to have a light conversation. We will probably be more silent, but when we will reach that state of really being karma yogi, we do everything, but up above with Baba, I think there will be such a deep, deep satisfaction, because this is really what we all want. So let's finish with 2 minutes of meditation. without thinking too much, I just move away from the physical plane. And I stay above in Baba's world. And this is where I can enjoy the silence, but also be very creative with Baba, with the ancestors, as an angel involved in doing world service. Or just having a good time with the whole Brahmin family, who is going to be a family of angels.